This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. All right. I love that. It's a fresh month. It's a fresh start. I always ask you guys, hey, how'd you do last month? What'd you do? How was your sermon? How's your message coming along? Those things. And we like to know about that stuff. And I ask often, hey, you guys ever have times of trouble, difficulty? Anyone going through that now? You don't have to raise your hands, but you can. Anybody struggling? We struggle. And we go through different phases and different changes in our life. And we have to deal with things. Has there ever been a time in your life that you've gone through something that was so difficult and so challenging that it just shook you? And it made you question your faith and it made you question your belief in God. God, are you there? There's no way. You would have me deal with that. God, there's no way you'd bring that upon me. You're shaken. Your belief, your trust in God are shaken. You think, man, God, you say you're here with me. But are you really? Because I'm hurting. And this is tough. And I don't know what to do. I told you guys before that I was a younger guy when my father passed away. And I remember saying out loud, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was challenged. My faith was shaken. I thought at an early age, when I was 16, 17, 18, I wanted to be a pastor. And when my father died, and he was a pastor, I said, God, why would you take a good man like that? By the way, many of you have asked that same question. Why have you taken good people in our life? They were my rock. They were my life. And I turned my back on my faith. And I wandered away. And I did my own thing. And I remember telling you guys a couple of weeks ago that the board met and we're going to sell Ground Zero. Ground Zero was life-changing for me and my family. That's how we got here on Easter Sunday. I feel like we should go to church somewhere and maybe find a way to pay back the Lord is exactly what I told my wife. Came here and found this place. As you said, of loving people, of accepting people, allowing broken people to be in your midst. Thank God. But I'll tell you what my mistake was. Not coming here, that wasn't my mistake. It was turning my back on my faith. And I said a couple things before that sometimes when God takes people from our lives, say, how could you take that person? They were my rock. It's because we were off balance. You see, we had the wrong thing as our rock. Amen? We had the wrong things as our focus. I think if you think now there's people that walk away from their faith, we can probably all think of someone we know. It may be yourself. We can think of someone we know. Hey, they were a good, faithful person for years. And something happened and all of a sudden, they just turned and walked away from the church and boom. We've seen it with pastors. Things happen. Events happen. Either to them or that they've caused themselves and they walk away. They've been in church for years. I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about generally speaking. They've been in church for years and they're gone. Can you see them? I just see a cloud of dust, man. They're running pretty quick. I mean, they're gone. To me, it begs a few questions. Did they ever truly believe in the first place? Did they ever truly believe in the first place? You may have heard me pray often that I pray, God, help our unbelief. Why do I do that? Well, it happened in the New Testament. Jesus asked the guy, do you believe? And the guy said, yes. Lord, help my unbelief. If it can happen to him, it can happen to us. If he can have unbelief, so can we. Lord, help us with our unbelief. So it begs the question, did they ever truly believe in the first place? Second question, what made them doubt? Third question, Lord, is it possible for them to believe again? Yes, by the way. And then the one that scares me the most, I've really already alluded to it. If it happened to them, can it happen to me? They were solid people. They were servants in the church for years, faithful servants, faithful givers. They taught Sunday school for 27 years. If it happened to them, can it happen to me? Well, their spouse cheated on them and they got mad and they just left the church. Well, they cheated on someone and they were embarrassed and left the church. Well, they had a diagnosis they didn't like and they left the church. Well, their job changed and things happened and they left the church. People walk away because of situations, circumstances, changes, things that happen in their life. We call that life. We call it life. Change happens. Breakups, pregnancies, illnesses, disease, death, jobs, friends, homes, cars. My notes say blah, blah, blah. You get the point. So on and so forth. Situations, circumstances, life happens. Sometimes it is great and sometimes it is not so great. In the midst of all those times, our job is to trust God. He calls us to trust Him in every situation. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Eric, many times when he prays, when we go eat and things, and he says, God, thank you for your provision. He doesn't say, God, thank you for giving me everything I want. Eric, have you gotten everything you want out of life or still have some list that you want probably? He says, thank you for your provision. My God provides. Our job as Christ followers is to trust God. God, I can't see where you're taking me. I'm a Christ follower. Then why did you stop following Him? I couldn't see where He was going. Did you hear His voice calling you? Dale and Veda. Dale, if you're in one room, you said, Veda, can you come here? Veda, you say, no, I can't see you. You hear him, you know where he is. We don't stop going to each other because we can't see them. We can hear them. Do we hear his voice? Are we slowing down enough in the crowd to say, I hear them talking? God, I hear you. I'm out at the fair, but Lord, I hear you speaking to me. You go through the entire crowd, and I can hear your voice. And you're leading me. People leave and walk away due to a number of reasons, as we've said. But usually, they're attached to a few things. Very shallow roots. They may be long spread, but they are very shallow. Okay, that surface thing, you see those tree roots everywhere. But down below, now those little critters in the dirt, they don't see the roots. Because they're very shallow. And they're shaky and questionable foundations. Lord, why did you take this person? They were my rock. It's the wrong foundation to build your life on. Okay, there's nothing wrong with someone being a rock in your life. But God, the Lord is our rock and our salvation. Amen? Turn in your Bibles to Psalm. I bet you wondered if I was ever going to get to the Bible. Psalm 62. And as you're turning there, I want to tell you that as we face things in life, sometimes it's distractions, it's pride, it's laziness, it's weakness, it's spiritual ignorance, meaning I just didn't know enough about the Bible to know that my answer was in there. Those are often somewhere in the decision to walk away from faith. Several years ago, Eric did a message and he mentioned four areas of our spiritual life to strengthen and to have and to follow. And they were focus, obey, commit, and submit. The cards are still in our office. Placards he had there. Focus, obey, commit, and submit. When we focus, it removes those distractions that make us want to walk away. When we obey, it removes the weakness and laziness that caused us to walk away. Now, weakness and laziness also show up when we commit. It removes the weakness and laziness from saying, I don't feel like it. And when we submit, listen carefully, when we submit, it removes pride. Boy, pride brings down an awful lot of Christians. An awful lot of Christians. There's scriptures over and over that tell us to submit to God. There's scriptures that tell us to give up our pride. In Psalm 62, verse 1 through 8, it says, truly my soul silently waits for God. And this is David speaking as his enemies are searching him out. It says, truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you. Like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Church, let me stop there for a minute. We have to be careful with this double speak that we do. May the Lord bless you, forget you. We've got to get our language under control. We have to get our cursing under control or our just negative attitudes under control against other people. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Let me bless in public and then in private, let me just utter to my spouse all the bad things I want to about people. We can't do that. Moving on, verse 5 says, My soul wait silently for God alone. For my expectation, or another translation is, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. And I initially was going to stop there, but I went ahead and added verse 8 because it's important and it's good. It says, trust in Him when? At all times. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And I'm telling you, when you pour out your heart to Him, He hears you. He receives it. Notice David silently waits. Silently. He said that a couple times. Truly my soul silently waits for God. He said, God will deliver me from this. He's my defense from my enemies. My notes in my Bible say, David declares complete dependence on God when he writes that. Complete dependence. David declares his salvation comes from God. God and God alone, he says, is his rock, his salvation, his defense. And then he declares, he shall not be greatly moved. David says, I will not greatly be moved. So powerful, what did he do? He said it again. He repeats it in verse 5 and 6 and 7. My God is my salvation. He said, oh my goodness, that's good. I'm going to repeat that. My God is my salvation. He declares it again. Now turn in your Bible to Psalm 112. And what I want you to see as we read this in my message is, I will not be shaken. When things come against us, when David was facing the enemy, he said, I will not be greatly moved. He waited on God. He was dependent on God. Psalm 112, verse 1 through 8. And it said, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. A lot of times we take that and we're like, oh, Lord, I've got to follow that commandment. How about just these others? But that one, I can kind of cherry pick it and do those things. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and who delights greatly in His commandments. They keep us safe. They keep us protected. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Oh, okay, I appreciate that, Lord. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. When we're in dark places, when we feel the enemy's there, death is there, whatever it is, when we're in dark places, oh my goodness. There he is with his flashlight. He's going to bring a light into those dark places. You see, we can be a light to others. But we can also burn out. So it's important that God is always the source of the light, because that light will never burn out. But it's important also to take that light and be a reflection of that light for others to see as well. Says he is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. Oh, right there. Right there, the righteous man will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. The righteous will not be shaken. But look what it says about his heart. His heart is steadfast. His heart is trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He has purposed in his heart who and what he wants to be, who and what he'll listen to, who and what he will follow, who and what he will stay away from. He has purposed that in his heart. It is established. It is set. It is solid. He won't be shaken. He has things come up against him. The enemy's chasing him. He's got challenges. But he pens these things, and actually pens it multiple times in different ways, using different words, to say, I will not be shaken. Now turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 6. Because they find the right foundation, they find the right rock, and it's Jesus Christ. And they say, when these things come against me, Lord, I will still depend and rely on you. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 49. Familiar to most of us. And it comes after Jesus telling people a tree is known by its fruit. In verse 46, he says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Uh-oh. That's a problem. Again, we're blessing people with our mouth here and then cursing them back here. Or not doing the things that he says. Lord, oh man, I'm all yours, God. Well, let's go off and do our own thing. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Verse 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it. And could not shake it. For it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You see, God knows that the storms are coming in. He knows those things. Matter of fact, he sent them. Remember a couple of weeks ago I said, when you are going through things, God is the one that said, come on, I'm getting ready to take you through something. When they went through the fiery furnace, God said, come on, I'm taking you through something. But he said, I'm here with you. I'm here in your midst. When we face storms in our life, and things challenge and shake our faith, and they shake our foundation, and they shake our belief in God, we need to walk confidently in His presence, in His power, in His strength. You see, God, I'm weak facing these things, but through Your strength, I'm able to walk through them. And the end's down there, God. It's a short, close end. I know it. But you're going to be there every step of the way. Oh, God, this is going to be a longer journey than I envisioned. But I know you'll be with me. And some of us don't run as fast as others. Let's not even get into it, David, okay? Mr. Superstar there. And Christian, who's out, he had a track meet yesterday. Some of us run much faster than others. But let me tell you, you're also the ones that can come up beside people that are struggling. Don't think your youth isn't valuable. It's always valuable. Everybody's valuable. And you can come along and strengthen and be there for older folks or people that aren't as quick or aren't as fast. and you can be a steady arm for them. You know, when our family ran the Oklahoma Memorial Marathon, we did the relay. And for some reason, I thought it'd be a great idea to run a 10K because I've run so many of them in my life. None. And I ran a 5K, I think, 2 or 3 weeks before that, first time ever. I've already told you guys I'm not a fast runner. I'm a plopper. My feet just go plop, 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 and they're like cinder blocks. I don't know why. I tried to glide, and it just wasn't happening. I was plopping. And somewhere along that journey, I was doing the last leg of it. Hey, my daughter's running up beside me. What are you doing? Oh, nothing. You didn't think I'd make it. You didn't think I could finish. And I know what she was thinking. Oh, Lord, he should have been here by now. You know, funny story. There's people up in heaven thinking the same thing about many of the older folks. They should have been here by now. I guess they didn't make it. They're down here still just moving and going. But my daughter, she didn't stand there. She ran next to me the whole way. She said, no, just go your own tempo. But I thought, she thought he should have been here. He's not here. Let me see if he's okay. And I thought, you know what? Every now and then, that's what we need to do with each other. You mentioned we're family and we have to be here for one another. We need to check on one another. Make sure we're okay. And sometimes those of us that are stronger, faster, whatever, can also come help. Now, don't try and get us to go your pace. We'll never make it, David. But you can be there to help and just say you got this and be there as an encourager. I took such great encouragement from people along that pathway to the race. You got it. One person clapping. Oh, I felt a little more wind. Okay, Lord, thank you. Those things are enough to sustain people and push them to the next person. Or the next person's got a cowbell that's ringing it crazy like. Push here on a sign for extra energy. I'm touching every one of those signs. Slapping it. We need that. So let's be encouragers to one another. But let's also encourage ourselves to make it through the storm. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is who He says He is. He is the same today as He was yesterday, as He will be tomorrow. He's the King of Kings. If you're being shaken, if you're being challenged in any way, don't turn your back. He doesn't want that. He says, press into me. I promise I've got you. It won't be easy. It may be a little hard. But will you do me a favor today? Josh, will you put Psalm 62, 5 through 7 up there? Josh, Psalm 62, verse 5 through 7. And I want you guys to declare this with me today. Let's say this out loud. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. I want you to remember that today when you face storms. As the band comes forward, we're going to sing a great song talking about Christ being our foundation. But I want you to think about those things when the storms of life come against you. Your faith may be challenged. Don't leave it. Don't walk away. You may be hurt. Don't walk away. Don't turn your back. You may question, God, are you really there? Don't turn your back. Trust and believe in Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your lesson today from David. Lord, we thank you also from Luke. Lord, we thank you for the message of the foundation. We ask you, Lord, just to give us a firm foundation and to know who to put our trust in, who to put our faith in. God, today, if there are people that are being shaken, if there are people that are being challenged, I ask you just to lift them up today. God, I ask you to be with them today. Show them your presence in their life. Lord, those people facing darkness, that as your word said, you bring lightness. You bring light to the darkness of our lives. And help remind us of those times when you've been there for us. We may not have recognized it. We may not have acknowledged it. But today we can see where you were ever present in our lives. God, I ask you to help lead us this week as we go out. Help guide us in the things that we say. Help guide us in the things that we do so that we are light for you. We are light and salt to those people we come in contact with. God, also help guide the words that we speak to others, that we may be encouragers of other people. We don't need to know their situation just to be an encouragement to people. Help us to be that to others and be a light in that way. Let us evangelize for you through our lips and through our life. The words that we speak and our actions. Lord, we ask these things in your Son's name. Amen. Stand and worship with us today.